WNLP 120. You're listening to the Linux Newslog podcast at linux.quicksurf.com, your source for Linux and open source related news on the net. Hey everyone, how's it going? You are listening to the Linux Newslog podcast. I am your host, Adrian Bacon, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is Linux Newslog, episode number 120. And it is starting to get kind of hot outside. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcasts.com. We've just rolled out yesterday, actually, or I should say late last night, today, officially, the all new and improved techpodcast.com. Raw Voice has acquired it, and we've got a whole new site design rolled out, so feel free to head on over there and check it out. We're also a member of Blueberry, blubrry.com, the place where podcasters and podcast listeners finally come together. Let's go ahead and get into the news for this edition of Linux Newslog. From WebWire, HSBC taps Microsoft Novell agreement to reduce Linux cost and complexity. Microsoft Corp and Novell announced that HSBC, one of the world's largest banking and financial services organizations, has joined the growing number of global firms taking advantage of the recent collaboration between Microsoft and Novell. Under the agreement, Microsoft will deliver to HSBC certificates for three-year priority service subscriptions to SUSE Linux Enterprise Server from Novell as HSBC moves to standardize its Linux deployments on one distribution. Very, very cool. Looks like they actually thought about it when they put it together, it seems like. From Tech News World, new Linux platform supports dual-mode cell phones. Linux phone maker Ala Mobile unveiled a complete VoIP Linux system stack for the Wi-Fi GSM dual-mode phones. The VoIP-made Ready Linux solution comes with a core suite of apps such as media, messaging, and email. Dual mode phones, however, are in a very early adoption stage, and many carriers remain reluctant to step on board. So basically, you're not going to see, probably not going to see this anytime in the relatively near future, but still pretty cool nonetheless. At least it's available. So, you know, they have more time to work out all the little actual implementation bugs and that sort of thing. From AfterDawn.com, Nero to unveil Nero Linux 3 at CeBIT. Nero announced that Nero Linux 3 will be unveiled at CeBIT in Germany. The new version of the definitive burning application for Linux operating systems will add Blu-ray and HD DVD data recording support, as well as an improved graphical user interface that is similar to the look and feel of the current Nero Burning ROM 7 edition. So, very, very nice. It's always nice to see vendors supply that type of functionality for multiple platforms. From ZDNet Asia, Sun hires Debian Linux founder. Sun Microsystems has hired Ian Murdoch, who founded the Debian version of Linux and who has held various posts involving the open source operating system. At Sun, Murdoch now holds the title of Chief Operating Platforms Officer. On his blog, he said he'll work both with Linux and Sun's competing newly open source Solaris. I'm not saying much about what I'll be doing yet, but you can probably guess from my background and earlier writings that I'll be advocating that Solaris needs to close the usability gap with Linux to be competitive. So we'll be following that and see what comes of it. The sponsor for today's episode is GoToMeeting. Remember when people had to conduct business without email? It's hard to imagine, right? Well, just as email redefined the way business people communicate, the new GoToMeeting conferencing solution is transforming the way we meet today. With GoToMeeting, you get unlimited meetings for one flat rate, which means you don't have to worry about seats or overage charges. It's also easy to use. Anyone can send or attend a meeting in one click, and you get really great security. GoToMeeting is equipped with end-to-end encryption, and it uses industry-standard 128-bit AES encryption. You can also record your meeting and email it off, post it to your site, review it later, pretty much do whatever you want with it. We use that a lot at Tech Podcast when we do our roundtables. We use GoToMeeting for our roundtables, and we always record it and make it available after the fact because not everybody can make it when we actually do the roundtable. So we found it to be very useful for that sort of thing. Anyway, try it yourself free for 30 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. Try GoToMeeting free today. Okay, from Geek Zone, Skype approves Linux Wi-Fi handset platform. Trolltech Qtopia has been chosen by Skype as the preferred platform for connecting the Skype user interface to the operating system and Skype-certified Wi-Fi handsets and a variety of other devices that deliver a Skype experience. Skype works with handset manufacturers who wish to add Skype capabilities to their devices. As this business expands, it becomes increasingly important that handsets share the same application platform. So, here, apparently, the Qtopia platform will reduce the time to market for Skype devices while ensuring that handsets can be updated easily. So, if you're a Qtopia phone user, you'll probably in the near future be able to Skype on phones that have hardware that would support that type of internet connection. From newsfactor.com, Oracle claims Yahoo as a Linux customer. Oracle has signed up Yahoo as its first major Linux customer, announcing the company's chief executive, Larry Ellison. In a conference call to analysts about the company's financial results, Ellison noted that Oracle has signed several new support contracts, some over $500,000. In claiming Yahoo, Ellison stated that Oracle had displaced Red Hat at the internet company, as well as other sites that he did not name. So, kind of hard to believe, but apparently it is true. If it's on the internet, it must be true. I have no reason to believe otherwise. From Northwest Innovation, Pogo Linux adds a NAS appliance. Seattle-based Pogo Linux, a provider of Linux-based systems, has rolled out a new network-attached storage device, the firm said this week. Pogo Linux said that it has released a new network-attached storage device, the Storage Director 3000, targeted at both SMB and enterprise customers. So, very nice. You can put up to 12 terabytes in this thing, and it's not cheap. This is not for your average home user. This is for an enterprise type, install. So anyway, feel free to check it out. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. The next story that we have is from LinuxDevices.com. CPE SoCs gain enhanced Linux suite. Chipmaker Infineon Technologies has enhanced the Linux-based software suite it provides with a half a dozen broadband customer premise equipment, which is a CPE, reference designs. The Spinnaker suite adds an IMS-based IP device framework for FMC, which is a fixed mobile convergence, an optional TR69 auto-provisioning extension, and support for Infineon VoIP chips with high-definition sound, the company said. So, kind of nice. Not something that the end user is necessarily going to see, but it's just more flexibility for OEMs. From Linux Electrons, Mandriva Linux Spring 2007 edition to arrive soon. Mandriva is pleased to announce the upcoming release of its new distribution, Mandriva Linux 2007 Spring. The 2007 Spring will provide up-to-date and freshly released open source software. So, new update coming out. If you're a Mandrake user, Linux user, then this is something to keep an eye on. This next story that I have is the type of thing I don't usually cover, but it's about Ubuntu, and Ubuntu happens to be my favorite Linux distribution at the moment. Actually, it's been my favorite Linux distribution for a while. So I've decided, you know, I might as well do it. It's kind of an advocacy piece, and I don't really do advocacy because this is a new show, but I figured, you know what, what the heck, let's just talk about it a little bit. It's from CBC in Canada, and it's entitled Adopting Ubuntu. And it starts off in the first paragraph, and all the Switcher TV ads that the folks in Apple's marketing department have come up with, the choice is always the same. Go with the clunky and complicated Microsoft Windows machine, or pick up the hip and sleek designer Apple computer running the Mac OS. They're good ads. Heck, I've even gone to Apple's website just to watch them. But there's another choice out there that a lot of people simply aren't aware of because there's no slick marketing campaign behind it. So, and then the article goes on to talk about switching to Linux and gives a brief history of Linux, introduces Ubuntu as a possible distribution to try out, talks about what it's like, the type of software you can get, and basically the author's experience with switching to Ubuntu. And you know, it tends to be a little bit on the advocacy side, but I thought it would be interesting for the listeners if they wanted to check it out. It's not incredibly long in terms of articles, but would be an interesting read for someone who's not a veteran Linux user, I would say. So anyway, that will pretty much do it for this edition of Linux News Log. I do thank you so much for listening. Do feel free to head on over to our website, linux.quicksurf.com. Everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. And you can also email me, linux@quicksurf.com. I do accept audio comments. However, you can also call my voicemail hotline, 602-466-3134. That's 602-466-3134. So thank you for listening, and I will talk with all of you on the next show. I will see you then. Bye-bye.